Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Masechta Sota. Today we will be learning the second and third Mishnayos. So, Ketzan Makanala, how does a man give this warning of jealousy that his wife should not be sequestered with a particular individual? Amar la bifnei shnayim, he says in front of two witnesses, Al tadabri im ish ploni, don't speak with such and such a man. V'dibra imo, and if she speaks with him, adayin hi muteres lebesa, umuteres lechol betruma. So if he warns her not to speak with someone and she does, that doesn't make her prohibited to him, and if she's married to a Kohen, she's still allowed to eat truma. Nichnasa imo lebes haseser, but if she goes with him into a private location, v'shasa imo kedei tuma, and she remains there long enough to become defiled, meaning to perform a sexual act, asura lebesa, then she becomes prohibited to her husband, v'asura lechol betruma, and she's not allowed to eat truma. The immace, and if her husband dies and they don't have any children, choletzes v'lo misyabemes, then she would have to perform chalitza and not yibum with the surviving brother. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Kesed hu makanala, how does he warn her? Amar la bifnei shnayim al tadabri im ish ploni, he warns her in front of two witnesses not to speak with a certain individual. The Gemara mefarish l'masnisin hachi, the Gemara explains our Mishnah thusly. Amar la bifnei shnayim, if he says in front of two witnesses, al tadabri uvidabra, if he warns her not to speak and she speaks, al tadabri vinistra, or if he warns her not to speak and she's sequestered, v'lo klumhu, then it's meaningless, because she wasn't warned properly. V'enu asura lo labala v'lo latruma, and she's not prohibited neither to her husband nor from eating truma. Amar la al tistri v'dibra imo shelo b'seser, if he warns her not to be sequestered, and she speaks with that person not in private. Adayin muteres labalo, muteres lechol betruma, im eshes kohen hi. Then she's permitted to remain married to her husband and to continue to eat truma if she's the wife of a kohen. Nechnasa imo lebeis haseser, but if she's been warned not to be sequestered and she goes in a private place with him. Neshasa imo kedei tuma, and she remains there long enough to perform a sexual act. Asura lebeis of asura lechol betruma. Then she is prohibited to her husband, and she's not allowed to eat truma. So if she's warned not to speak, then even if she speaks, and even if she's sequestered, it means nothing. If she's warned not to be sequestered, then if she speaks, okay, but if she is sequestered, that's when she becomes prohibited. Bashir kadei tuma, and how long is this amount of time that it would take to perform a sexual act? Kadei letzlos bea tarnagoles, v'ligma. It's the amount of time it would take to roast a chicken egg and swallow it. V'immeis choletzes v'lo misyabemes. If she's warned not to be sequestered with an individual, and she does, and before she can be taken for the sota test, the husband dies, she would have to perform chalitza with the brother-in-law, not yibum. Why? V'immeis bala kodem shishkena. If the husband dies before she drinks, choletzes v'lo misyabemes, she performs chalitza rather than yibum. Dichsiv be'isha shematza ba ervas davar, because it says regarding the woman who has this defect, this suspicious situation going on, v'yatza mi beso, she leaves his house, v'holcha v'hayso l'ish acher, let her go and marry some other individual. V'darshinan l'ish acher v'lo liyavam. And we understand this to mean that she leaves his house and marries a stranger, not his brother. V'af al pikein, and even so, eno muteres lazar, she's not permitted to marry another person below chalitza without getting the chalitza ceremony taken care of first. Shekeshem she'im haya bala chai, because just like if her husband was alive, lo haisa muteres below get, she would not be permitted to remarry without getting a divorce. Kach eno muteres min hayavam below chalitza. Similarly, she's not permitted to marry someone other than the brother-in-law without releasing herself through the chalitza ceremony. Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu asuros milachol betruma. So since we mentioned that she's not allowed to eat truma, let's clarify who that refers to. Ha'ameres tamea anilach, a woman who says, I'm not permitted to you anymore. She's basically confessing. Ushabo edim shehi tamea, and there are also witnesses who saw that she performed an adulterous act. Ba'ameres eni shosa, a woman who refuses to drink. Mishabala Enarotza Liheshkosa, and a man who doesn't want to make his wife drink. Vishabala Ba Aleha Baderech, and a man who had relations with his wife when they are traveling to Yerushalayim to perform the Sota ceremony. So that's not permitted, and if he does so, he invalidates the process. Ketzad Osala, so how should he act when he has this problem that his wife has violated the warning of seclusion with another man? Malichala Beisdin Sheba Oso Makom. So first he takes her to the Beisdin in their local community. Umosrin lo shnei talmidim chachamim, and they assign two scholars, Shema Yavoa Leha Bederech, so that he shouldn't have relations with her on the way. So basically they are chaperones. Though Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bala Neman Aleha. Her husband is believed in this matter, they don't need a chaperone. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Ve'el osros melecho b'truma. These are the women who are not permitted to eat truma. La'olam, ever. So anyone who fits this category, that they actually committed adultery and they admit it, or there were witnesses, or they refused to go through the process, etc., they are not just temporarily suspended from eating truma, they are permanently banned from eating truma. Why? Okay. Vafilu hibas kohen, even if she's the daughter of a kohen, meaning she gets divorced and goes back to her father's house. Ilushar sotos, einan osros, elaachi yishtu v'yimtsu taharos. Whereas other women, when they're in this category and they're suspected of adultery, they're only prohibited from eating truma until after they drink the water and are found innocent. But a regular woman who goes through this process and comes up clean, she can resume eating truma if she's married to a kohen. So one of the cases is Shabo Edim Shehi Temea, that witnesses come and testify that she committed adultery. Vafilu la'achar shetishte, even after she drinks, v'lo bedukam hamayim, and the waters did not work for her, they didn't investigate her. Asura yisar olam, she becomes permanently prohibited. Lefi she'ein hamayim bodkin, v'isha sheyesh ba edim shenitmes, because the waters don't test someone who has witnesses that she committed adultery. Shenemar, and we see from the description in the Torah, Vinistra vihi nitma v'ein eid ba. So the Torah tells us that she's sequestered and she performs an adulterous act and there are no witnesses. Deleka diyada ba hu shehamayim bodkim. So the waters only test someone who has no one who can testify that that she did this. About eka diyada ba, but if there is someone who knows, afilu ha'edim heim b'medina sayam, even if the witnesses are overseas, they're out of the country at the moment, ein hamayim bodkim. The waters don't work. So the waters are only effective for a woman who has no witnesses. V'shabala ba aleha baderech, a woman whose husband had relations with her on the way to Yerushalayim. D'shuv ein hamayim bodkin osa, because the waters no longer test her either. D'chsev, because the Torah says, V'naka ha'ish me'avon, and the man in this instance is free from guilt. Bizman sheha'ish menuka me'avon, when the man is free from guilt, Shaloba aleha la'achar sasira, in that he doesn't have relations with her after this warning has been violated. Az v'ha'isha ha'hi tisa es avona. That's when the woman bears the responsibility. She's the guilty party. Ein ha'ish menuka me'avon, but if the man is not free of guilt, ein ha'mayim bodkin es ishto. If the man is not pure himself, then the waters no longer test his wife. In fact, that's why the Sota process was later suspended, because the generation was so adulterous they were unreliable because the husbands were as guilty as the wives they were bringing. Let us continue the Bart Neuro. Rabbi Huda Omer, Bala Neman Aleha. So we say that they're not allowed to have relations on the way. The question is, do they need a chaperone? So Rabbi Huda says, no, no chaperone. He's trustworthy. Why? Imbal ne'aman al ishto be'isir chamor shel nida. If a man can be relied when it comes to a much more serious sin, like you know, menstrual relations, lo yehei ne'aman be'isir kal shel lav greda, shouldn't he be believed when it comes to something that's just a prohibition? It doesn't have all the serious penalties that nida has. But tamahu de rabbanan, and the reasoning of the rabbanan is just the opposite. Person would be more inclined to violate a minor prohibition. So Nida has a penalty of kares. It's a very serious thing. Whereas this, not a big deal. So that's the reason that the Rabbanan disagree. The Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So they would send chaperones with the couple as they travel to Yerushalayim to make sure that they were not intimate together. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.